ABC Northern Tasmania, you're with Belinda King.
Who is going to test the memory cells this morning? Let me try. Let me see if I can channel my childhood. Fishhead was a cat. A raggedy, scraggedy, scratched-up cat. And right to the tip of his chewed-up tail, Fishhead was proud. It was my favourite children's book growing up, Fishhead. I read the print off the page. All my poor parents probably read the print off the page reading it to me. But it's certainly a book that stayed with me, and in more recent years I've been lucky enough to actually track the book down, have a friend track it down for me. Good morning to Rose. Those memories will last me a lifetime, and they've certainly planted at a very young age. What are your favourite memories of growing up with a children's book? Well, at the moment, I imagine some new memories are being created by a Tasmanian author who has popped in to see us this morning to tell us about Theodore and Dunstan, or should that be Dunstan and Theodore? Let's get it in the right order. Sharon Yaxley is a children's author, and she's quite successful. She was about to be published when she last visited, and now there are two books in front of me. Sharon, morning.
Good morning, Belinda. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming back and seeing us. Dunstan and Theodore, for the uninitiated, who are they?
Well, I initially wrote the story of Dunstan and Theodore in memory of my dear friend Ellen Warren, who passed away, and I thought it would be wonderful to have a story for her great-grandchildren who live in Canberra. So her dog Theodore was actually a toy dog that sat on the back of her car and drove all round Tasmania and had many adventures in his own right. And in later years, he spent time in front of the television in the lounge room. And so her children would remember that, the dog sitting there. And Ellen was also a maker of bears. So Dunstan is the bear that she made for me. And among the collection of over 200 bears that she handmade, they used to sit on top of the piano in her lounge room. And so they naturally were very good storytellers and also went on many adventures to lots of homes. And there's probably many people in Tasmania who have one of Ellen's bears themselves.
So the seed of the idea came through your desire to put pen to paper and honour your friend and do something for her grandchildren.
Yes, I thought I'd love to create a memory for them. And in the Dunstan and Theodore book, the plane in the book is actually Ellen's plane, because at the age of 50 she learnt to fly and was quite an accomplished pilot. Wow. And had adventures all over Tasmania and to the islands as well.
Well, last time we spoke with you, Sharon, you're about to publish this book. And I know when we did talk to you, we got lots of calls from booksellers and stockists and people around the northwest going, where can I get a copy? How have you gone with it?
Well, it was so successful the last time. I actually sold out twice. And in getting them reprinted by the end of the year, we ran into a little hiccup at the printers. And I wasn't happy with what was being produced there, so I just put it on hold. And I had the second book ready to go as well at that stage. So there was a lot of very disappointed people that the second book didn't come out for Christmas. But now I've regrouped and I've got the two books, and I've actually then sent the third book off to the designer this last week.
So there's certainly been some challenges in being a new published author in Tasmania and actually getting it printed.
Yes. I think the whole process is so new to me. I just left it in the hands of my publisher, and the printing firm that I had didn't quite produce the quality that I wanted the second time or the third time round. So we just kept looking for someone else.
And you're back in business.
I'm back in business. And in that little break that I had, I managed to finish the third book, which is also very exciting.
It's the ongoing adventures, because I've got the second one in front of me, Theodore Swims in the Sea. Wouldn't a toy dog get a bit soggy in the sea?
Oh, he did absolutely get very soggy in the sea. And I wrote that book when I moved back from Perth, Western Australia. My parents were living in Bridport, so my children grew up on the beaches of Bridport, and so the pictures in there are depicting really their childhood memories of rock pools and adventures that they had in Bridport. So they're all stories depicting Tasmanian scenes and stories that come from my heart that have meaning to me and my family.
So you've written the book. What about the illustrations?
Oh, yes, the illustrations. That's my leisure time, doing the illustrations. I've done both. And which is wonderful. I don't know that there's many authors who actually manage to illustrate their own books, but the illustrations are my relax time of a night.
What sort of feedback did you get from the first book?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. The children connected with the characters, they connected with the emotions. People love the fact that it was a Tasmanian-based book. There's Western Junction, places in there that people have recognised and been themselves. And when I'm reading the story to children, they can understand the scenes, and I've been there and I remember this, and it's wonderful. It's very positive.
So your friend inspired the story, and her plane features in the first book. Where'd the inspiration come for the second and the third book to come?
Yeah, the third book is a sailing trip. The Dunstan and Theodore are actually in little cardboard box boats sailing from Lowhead to Flinders Island, and all the boats depicted in the story are boats that I grew up on with my dad. We always had boats and we always sailed. So it starts off with the boat that we had in Wynyard, through to the Enterprise we sailed at Deviot, to the boats we raced on down at Port Dalrymple Yacht Club, and the boat that I raced on in Royal Freshwater Bay Yacht Club in Perth.
Wow.
But it's beautifully illustrated, and it's also written in rhyme, so the children will be able to connect to places there and understand where they've been.
17 minutes to 8, not too far away from news time. I know that there's lots of stockists around for your book, people like Stories and Petrarch's, Windmill Toys, Hobart Bookshops, and 40 South has actually helped you out with the actual publishing of the book.
They have this time, and they're going to distribute them statewide to all the major bookshops and newsagents and tourist outlets as well.
Well, with a minute to go, are you going to share a little with us?
I will. I'll read a little bit from Theodore Swims in the Sea.
What have you got for us?
Theodore wanted to swim in the sea, play in the sand and run fast and free. He packed his towel, sunscreen and hat, a picnic, some water, and his favourite blue mat. Bridport was waiting, the beaches were fine, for a puppy to swim and have a great time. The waves were washing the sand and the rocks as Theodore opened some snacks in a box. He played in the rock pools that glimmered and shone. The crabs and anemones were glad when he'd gone. Theodore played on the edge of a wave and spied a ball that he swam out to save. He didn't realise how far he was out. He tried not to panic as he gave a big shout. Yep, 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 yep.
But what happened to him? We're going to have to wait and find out.
We'll have to wait and find out.
Oh, my goodness. Theodore Swims in the Sea. It's the second in your series of Dunstan and Theodore. And you've got a third one coming up, and they both go sailing.
Both go sailing. So it's Dunstan and Theodore set sail.
Fabulous. Sharon, lovely to catch up with you. All the very best with continued success.
Thank you very much, Belinda. It's a pleasure.
Sharon Yaxley, children's author, with us this morning on ABC Northern.